We're going to pick you one more tune, and we're going to go get ready to play over yonder on another set and stuff. Hope you come over. What's that? 5 minutes? What's that? Okay, so we can play another tune. Okay. As long as it's 5 minutes.
Danny, I got a kind of a workshop question for you, not to put you on the spot or anything, but...
What did you say?
I kind of got a workshop question for you.
Type
thing. Like, because when you play the banjo, it's like you're just waving your hands over the banjo and the music flies out. And it's you took it up pretty early on, right? I mean, you were 10. That's actually late for some, you know, because a lot of people start when they're 2. So that's even better. Probably you actually knew why you wanted to do it, you know. In fact, you know, when you're 10, at least you know why you do something, sort of. But how long did it take you to get to where you thought you could just get on stage and play the banjo? Just feel good about it.
Still waiting for that moment to occur.
Is it still waiting? I don't know.
Well, it's weird. You know, as a matter of fact, speaking of John Hartford, when I was a kid, he was on TV. And he was one of the reasons why I wanted to play the banjo, was seeing him play. It was about 1968, something like that. And I was about 10 years old, and I just figured all I really cared about was playing the 5-string banjo. So I'm 56 years old, and that's pretty much all I really care about is playing the 5-string banjo. I don't know, it's weird. It's a weird instrument to get into, but if you get into it, it's kind of obsessive and stuff. Does anybody here play the banjo? Got some guys. Hey, that kid plays a banjo. Got banjo pickers here? I can't resist the darn things myself.
Were you joking about the 10 bit, or was that...
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, because, I don't know.
I got there as quick as I could.
Yeah. Well, I was about the age I started playing the fiddle, too, so I was just wondering. You know,
how old were you?
I was about 10, too. Maybe like 11. I don't know. I started, not the banjo, this thing, but I think they're both equally complicated in their
first person I ever saw play was String Bean.
Oh, man.
And he sang that Skillet Good and Greasy song first time I saw him in about 1970.
Wow.
Temple, Texas. And he was on one of those Grand Ole Opry tours, you know, that they would have 4 or 5 bands from the Grand Ole Opry would come through, and they'd play the smaller municipal auditoriums and stuff.
That's cool.
And I saw him play. I was a kid. I went, that must be the coolest thing in the world, is to play the banjo for your job. I'm going to do that.
Funny pants. Here you are.
Here I am. We got time for one more tune.
We're going to do a request. It's actually my request. I'm going to request that Danny do one of his original songs. Could be anything. We don't know what it is yet.
Hey, I got a new one.
Oh. Okay.
It's super easy to play. It's a B. It's like a bluegrass. I just know you.